AM 790 Talk and Business presents Waterfire Ignites Rhode Island with your host, Bronwyn Dannenfelser. Join Bronwyn to hear about the next Waterfire event in downtown Providence, plus other great cultural events happening in the community. Now, here's your host, Bronwyn Dannenfelser.
Well, hello, 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 and good afternoon, and welcome to Waterfire Ignites Rhode Island, your one-hour talk show and entertainment program here on AM 790, which is your station for talk and business. And here's when we bring you right behind the scenes to Rhode Island's signature event that's been setting the state literally on fire for nearly 20 years. And again, I'm Bronwyn Dannenfelser, the Director of Development for Waterfire Providence, and I am your host today. And of course, I have got my incredible co-host, the Artistic Director and Creator of Waterfire, Mr. Barnaby Evans. Hello, Barnaby.
Good afternoon, Brahman. Good afternoon, everyone. It's a cold day. I just came back from California for Thanksgiving.
And how was your Thanksgiving?
It was good. It was great to have that annual gathering of food and coming together, and I think that's an appropriate theme to think about as we talk about our two guests today.
Absolutely. Well, one, we're in the holiday season and in this whole spirit of giving, and you know what a lot of people don't know, I mean, I know a press release went out last week, but we are absolutely so excited that for the fourth year in a row, we will be doing our very special Christmas Waterfire to benefit the Providence Rescue Mission, which is this wonderful, wonderful group that actually, you know, I think of Christmas and I think of Thanksgiving and people doing things, and often we only do things for people on holidays. And this group and our guest, who I'll introduce in a moment, talk about being Santa Claus and actually extending that thing. Yeah, 365 days a year. I'm always astounded by the incredible work that they do. And so, yeah, our first guest, and I'm just going to jump right in and introduce you, Sean, is Sean Carew, who's the executive director and I believe founder of the Providence Rescue Mission.
Yes. Yeah, it's good to be here. Now, after that build-up, I can go home. I'm good. Thanks for having me. That was great.
Well, no, it's so true, you know, because before we even came on air, we were talking about, you know, we've got a big focus in the future about what we're going to be doing for the Christmas fire, but can you tell people the staggering numbers of just what you did over Thanksgiving?
The month of November was great. You know, we're a private 501c3 non-denominational nonprofit ministry, and we had a great focus from the community, from people that wanted to help us this year, and there was such a need. A staggering number for the total number of meals provided for the poor in our city and state areas from the mission. We're kind of coming out at around 65,000 meals for the month. And so, you know, that's a staggering number, obviously. And we didn't do it just in that one building because that would truly be an act of God. But what we did was, is we have our nightly feeding 7 days a week. We average about 12,000 meals a month, breakfast, lunch, and dinner to anybody that comes through our doors. Then we had our first Thanksgiving feeding the Saturday before, because that's when needy families have the lowest income in the month of November.
Yeah, I imagine.
Close to 1,000 meals that day. Then we did our traditional Thanksgiving meal on Thursday. I mean, another 800-plus meals there. But then we also delivered, because we know that some organizations don't deliver to shut-ins, elderly folks, or disabled vets. We delivered another 400 meals to those folks. And then we did 1,200 food boxes the week before, because we actually try to drive the crowd down, because there's more dignity having Thanksgiving at home than coming
absolutely
to the mission.
Right.
So we gave families 20-pound turkeys with 40 pounds of dry goods. So that could serve 40 to 45 servings out of that. We did that for 1,200 families. So if you multiply 45 servings times 1,200, add the 12,000 meals for the month, add the shutters, everything, somewhere in that area. And it was a truly, truly, if I don't mean to jump on this, but the volunteers.
Yeah.
And I know you guys do a lot of volunteer, but to see the love of our city ministering to people with such dignity and grace, it was a real privilege. I got to tell you, it was just a real privilege to see. So that was the month of November.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And just
congratulations.
Plus our sheltering.
And thank you for the work you do. I mean, I don't think many people are aware of the depth of the need or the capacity that you are with your small group you know, expanding to fill.
Well, it's getting used. I mean, we literally right now, I mean, we're sheltering up to 130 men, women, and children a night. We have four facilities. We have long-term recovery from being homeless. We do high school education. We run one of the largest prison ministries of the state. We have over 250 inmates on our Learning to Live initiative, which actually is very, very well received. We have a waiting list of 250 because we need more teachers, and we're getting there. Our dental ministry last year, we did $365,000 of pro bono dental care, and we do emergency services. We're open 24 hours a day, and the amazing thing is it's 100% privately funded. It's individuals, businesses, churches, partnering with great groups like Waterfire that brings the supplies in to meet the needs. So it's fantastic. It's a privilege for me to be allowed to do it.
Sean, how long has the mission been open? And what, because you're not from Rhode Island originally.
No, no.
What made you come to Rhode Island, and when did you do that? And really, what was the impetus that brought you into this calling and this vocation?
Well, I you know, one, this is our 15th year.
Congratulations.
So, we're very excited. 1999, my wife and my kids came through an organization called the Association of Gospel Rescue Missions. Their Northeast District had a vision of bringing gospel rescue missions into cities that didn't have one or states that didn't have one. Rhode Island didn't have one. I'd never been to Rhode Island. I'm from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, upstate New York. And when I looked on the map, I honestly thought it was part of Cape Cod. I was, you know, I've grown to love it. It's little roadie to me now. I've been here. But when I first looked, I you know, we laughed because you said you just came back from California.
Yeah.
I love California. And when I started into this work, I kept praying to God, saying, God, I want to do this work in California. I want to go to, and every time I prayed, He would send me farther north. Mm-hmm. And the last time I asked God to go start a mission in California, He sent me to Rhode Island. So I figured I better shut up because the next part is like Caribou, Maine, or I'm up in Canada, and I'm good with saying A. So here's where we settled in, and it's been an incredible journey. It's been a lot of volunteers, a lot of people that are passionate for the poor. You really don't realize. I talk to mission directors across the United States of America, and they are astounded at the faithful generosity of Rhode Islanders. It's very, very unique here. The people in Rhode Island are just dynamic and unique, I have to tell you.
Yeah.
Amazing people, their generosity and their caring. So, again, my privilege to be here.
Well, it is, again, it's a vocation and a calling to do that.
Yeah.
I mean, and to want to give to people. And the thing that I find, and I remember when I first met you and you brought me through the mission.
Yes.
As well as through the woman's house that you had just created. And you were showing me that everything, there wasn't a, I'm putting this saying to me, Brahman, we're giving people's dignity back.
Yes,
you know, everybody,
right. Yeah.
Everybody might not have been at such a low place, but everybody in their own life can actually probably pinpoint some time when they've just been down and out. And you don't want people to be giving handouts, but a hand up. Right?
Well, yeah, exactly. And it's like I say, you can look at the people. We don't use words like homeless, addict, client. They're our guests. And the reason why we say that is simple, is that every person that comes through our door in need, whether they are a hardcore heroin addict or somebody that's been living on the streets or addiction, mental health, whatever it is, when they were young, they had dreams. They never there's nobody that's ever come to our doors in 15 years that said, boy, if I could only be a homeless alcoholic,
right,
then my life would be complete.
Exactly.
And so if you think about that, when they come in, what makes us think those dreams aren't viable anymore? Right. You know, mm-hmm. just because you've struggled with addiction or there's some mental health issues or whatever's going on, prison, whatever it is, you know, I'm a great believer that God puts those dreams in you when He creates you. So we have the opportunity to say, hey, God's not done with you yet. You know, dream dreams. And that's why we provide all the facilities we do, mm-hmm. because even like the dental ministry, the reason why we do the dental ministry, you can't get a good job with bad teeth.
Yeah. Right.
So
yeah.
It's the whole process of, this is what love really looks like when we say God loves you. This is what, when we say the Lord Jesus loves you, this is what love is. It's not beat you down and your life's sore. We're like, no, you got good stuff to do yet. And I get the privilege of seeing what I call miracles when that happens.
Yeah.
So anyhow, so yeah, that's really important to us.
And I'm sure you've seen a lot of miracles actually happening with all the, I mean, after 15 years and after the numbers that you've just said about the people that, you know, that you're providing shelter for and food for, Is there any kind of statistic that you can give us as to, you know, what do you see the turnaround is?
You know, I can't, and I'll tell you why.
Okay.
Because, you know, we don't really keep track of that on purpose. Because success is, I can make anything success. Like, some people can be and say, well, our organization has an 87% success rate, and I believe them. But you can make it what you want. I don't know. Every night, somebody could come here and be encouraged. And right. then it might be 2 years down the road, there's someone there go, I remember the mission. I've heard that before. And they took change. What I like to look at is you see miracles. Like there was a quick story. We have folks that come to us undocumented because of where we are. And right now I have two men on our program. And both of them, one of them's done. Not only did he get his green card into the United States, but he got his driver's license.
Awesome.
We had a Chinese lady, young lady, that was pregnant. Her husband abandoned her 2 weeks in the country. She's now a legal resident of the United States of America. That's astounding. Like,
yeah.
That's a miracle. If I could do this, I'd be writing books. You guys would have picked me up in a limo.
Right.
Okay? It's just the Lord doing great things, and we get to watch it and just have a little bit of part of it. Well, so that's what we do.
We're going to come back and talk more to Sean Carew from
guys.
The Providence Rescue
Thank
Mission
you,
about the awesome work they're doing and how you can help. You're listening to Water Fire Ignites Rhode Island here on AM 790, your station for talk and business. And hello, 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 and welcome back. You are listening to Water Fire Ignites Rhode Island. I'm Bronwyn Vandenfelter, your host, and I'm here with Barnaby Evans, the creator of Water Fire, and we are having a really phenomenal conversation with just an amazing man doing amazing things, Sean Carew, who is the executive director of the Providence Rescue Mission. If you have not heard of them and you are just joining us now, look them up. Feeding, housing, providing just
medical,
emotional support,
dental,
yeah, medical and dental support
yeah.
for people in need, and just an amazing man, and our partners for our very special Christmas Water Fire.
Fourth one.
I know.
Number four.
Four years in a row.
Who'd have thunk it?
Yeah.
Who'd have thunk it,
and
right?
Exactly.
It's fantastic.
And I remember when we started this, the idea was,
right.
you know, one, it's going to be on December 19th again.
Yep.
And
So
there'll be Santa and a festival of trees, which I'll get a little bit more into. But one of the main missions when we began this in the beginning was, you know, all of these different things that you're providing for people through the mission, Sean, and then you and all the volunteers that you're working with, you need donations.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
You know,
oh, yeah.
There's a couple of things that you do, especially now you made it through Thanksgiving.
Yep.
Through the grace of God.
Grace
a lot
of God.
A lot of
fantastic, great people.
Exactly. And then now we're going into Christmas,
yep.
though. And, you know, Christmas can be a really tough time, especially
yep.
if you don't have any money. So I do know that we wanted to collect toys.
Yes.
And we're going to be collecting toys not only on the 19th at Waterfire, but I think that we need people to start going down and donating toys now, because if you could explain
yeah.
what you do, it's amazing.
Little quick synopsis. Again, everything we try to do, dignity, grace, love. A few years ago, we looked at it, and, you know, a lot of times when you see this on Christmas Day, you see the film, the news cameras come out, people are standing in line, kid gets a toy. We didn't like it because we looked at Christmas, so what do you like about Christmas? You like being at home with your family. The kids come under the tree. They open the toy. They look at mom and dad or who's ever caring for them, and there's gratitude in their heart. There's dignity. Coming and have them actually stand in line, have a stranger, as long as you don't give anybody a hard time, you get what you want. You're not really building those ideas of self-worth, of hard work. So we changed it up, and what we do is we collect toys and new toys. We like them around $10. Nobody has to go crazy. If you want to, feel free, but that's our expectation. Clothing, new coats, scarves, sweaters, outfits, fantastic. And we take part of the mission and we set it up like a store. And the parents come without their kids before Christmas. And they get to pick three toys, usually a large, small, medium, small, and a stocking stuffer. Then at the other side of the door, we have volunteers that are wrappers. Mm-hmm. And we wrap all the gifts and we put them in a big, green, ugly garbage bag so the kids can't see them. But then on mm-hmm. Christmas Day, the kids never hear about the mission. Right. And that's what we want. We don't want them to hear about us. We want them to look at their family and say, our family took care of us. So it's a great opportunity. And we need toys. We're looking at, we'd love to do, right now we're scaled out at 500 plus children. I'd love to get that closer to 1,000 kids.
Yep.
But I need toys. Just at the 500 children mark, we're collecting toys. We need about 1,400 toys because we're doing 1,500. We're doing 3 gifts apiece.
Sure.
Sean, where can people drop off these toys?
Right at the Mission.
Okay.
627 Cranston Street, right on the west end. It's easy on, easy off from Route 10. I sound like a food mart. Okay. Easy on, easy off. Route 10, you can literally pull into our parking lot. You don't park on the street. There's big signs on the building. You can get out of your car, come in the door, say, I've got something. Our team will come out, get it, give you a receipt right there so we can send you a thank you note. And you could really impact some kids this year. It could. I'd love to do 1,000. I'd be giddy at 1,000. Mm-hmm. I'll do the jig at 750. And you can put it viral if you want. You know, we can come back. You can film it. But we really want to hit as many kids as we can, especially our prison kids.
Yeah.
We, one of the things at our prison ministry that we do is that we're teaching classes of like how to be a father from prison. And so we partner with the inmates, and what we do is we have them send a letter to their wife saying, I know I'm in prison, but I'm going to take care of the kids this year, because suicide and depression is its highest rate, especially in the prisons at Christmas.
Yeah.
So now they send the form, and we actually do a special dinner for those wives that day.
Yep.
We do something special for them, but they get to have Christmas, and then we ask the wives, can the husband send gift tags to put on the box? And so on Christmas Day, even though he's paying for what he's done, his kids open up and it says, from Dad to Juan, or from Dad to Bill. Yep. And there's a connection. So even though he's sitting there in prison, he can say, you know what? For the first time, I took care of my family. Yep. And so the dignity factor there is huge. It's huge.
Well,
so
yeah,
that's why we need more toys. Yeah.
And that kind of rolls into the idea that we had. It wasn't the first year that we did this, but the second year, we started the Festival of Trees.
Yeah, absolutely.
Which, if you are a company or an individual out there, for $500, you can sponsor a tree, come down. The proceeds of those sponsorships for those trees will be split between the Rescue Mission and Water Fire.
Yep.
And what happens is at the end of the night and the next day, those trees will be delivered
all decorated with lights and ornaments.
Will be like, delivered to a family that needs them, just like you were saying. So, you know, we're just keeping the momentum going.
And it's great momentum.
Yeah.
You should see when the families get a tree. Our problem is, because I think last year we did about 20
trees? Yeah, I think so.
Was that the number? I think it was about 20. Well, after 20, we would have wanted to do more. So imagine if we got, say, again, I'm not going to promise a jig for everyone, but imagine if we got 100 businesses to do Water Fire. We could light the basin with those.
We could do it.
Imagine them coming down and doing that. And then not only does the money go to two worthy causes, obviously Water Fire, love Water Fire, great group, love you guys to death, love what you do for our city. I think personally, I think Water Fire really brings the warmth of what Rhode Island is by the lightings and the music and the artwork that Barnaby and your team have put together. I love it. But imagine not only those proceeds, but imagine us being able to do 100 families and give them those trees. Wow. Plus we get cash. So,
hey,
I've never turned a check down in my life, you know,
for the mission,
I have to say. But so that would be exciting.
Yeah. But, you know, again, it's spreading a little bit of that holiday cheer and putting the smiles on people's faces. And because we're going to have caroling.
Yeah.
I know. So Christmas caroling.
Yeah, absolutely.
And on the big tree.
Big tree.
And
we got
tree.
Santa.
Yeah. And I don't know if a lot of people know this or if you've been down to the Christmas fire in the past, but there's this huge Christmas tree on the basin stage, and decorating that tree are all ornaments that are being sent in from elementary school kids all over Rhode Island, and they are absolutely amazing. And
some of them are
great. A lot of fun,
And so we get to bring together the whole community.
Ah.
We get to celebrate you and the Providence Rescue Mission. I know that there will be a place so people can come and donate.
Well, absolutely. I think you guys have a setup. right by the steps.
Yes.
Coming right by the bridge. Yep. We're going to have a couple of tents. And then we're going to have a couple of boxes down there, too, that people bring toys in right away. And would love to see them come out. I personally think if you can come out on that Friday night, and you can experience the magic of Christmas. You know, we've done it, like I said, this is our fourth year. When the fires are crackling, you can hear them crackle, and you got the music. Again, Barnaby does such a great job with the selection, and we have that great sense of
people singing and all that
sort of
stuff.
People singing, and you're wandering around, and it's a little cold, so what? You're bundled up.
It's supposed to be cold.
That's right. You hear the crackling.
Christmas time, absolutely.
I wouldn't mind a little snow. Not that I don't want it to be a snowstorm.
Yeah.
No snowstorm.
A light
snowstorm. We could do a light snow. But it's special because you walk in there, and it's just you feel like hometown.
Yeah.
Right? And that Christmas, almost like a Walton's Christmas in a
lot of ways. Yeah, like
way,
a Dickens
right?
tale.
Dickens
know?
Tale, and it's beautiful.
And the whole family, the whole city's there, too. The
whole city's there. It's just outstanding. So we're excited. We'd love to see them come down and give toys that night because you'd get something in return.
Yeah.
Truthfully.
Now, there are two things we want to get out. There's more information on this. If you want to do a tree or something at waterfire.org/Christmas. It explains how you can donate, how you can be part of the Christmas. And what was the place where people can drop off toys? What's the address?
Providence Rescue Mission. It's at 627 Cranston Street.
627 Cranston Street.
And if you have any questions, the easiest thing is go up onto our webpage, providencerescuemission.org. And there's access to everything there. But we just kicked off our Christmas toy drive actually this past Saturday. So this is a great time to be on this show. Love to have some toys.
And, you know, we'll keep repeating this until we actually hit this fire on the 19th. But I also want to say we remember that we need to do these things around Thanksgiving and Christmas. January is a great time to give. So is February. And everybody, there's always food. You can find out about the harvesting program. I'm sure more volunteers are needed at the mission. So please make sure to check out the Providence Rescue Mission. And again, Sean, thank you and your wife, Marbeth, and your family and all the volunteers and all the work that you're doing. You are making such a difference in people's
lives.
Thank
you. And thanks to Waterfire. We're excited about this. We love you guys. And it's going to be a great night, the 19th. Everybody should come down. Thank you, guys, for everything.
Thank you, Sean.
Okay, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. You're listening to AM 790, your station for talking business. We'll be right back.